after 3¾ hours of incredible tennis. Tsitsipas at match point. The slice from Federer. Here's a big off forehand from Tsitsipas, and he's done it! He has done what no one has done on this court for 3 years. He has stood and gone toe-to-toe with Roger Federer, and he has beaten him in the fourth round. Tsitsipas, a monumental victory.
Hello and welcome to the AO Show. I'm James Parkinson. Day 7 of the Oz Open, and things are getting serious now as the fourth round got underway in stunning fashion. On today's show, how many lengths of string are used on the rackets during the Open?
10,000 kilometres.
10,000 kilometres.
And we reflect on the highlights from week one.
I enjoy these sort of battles between the established players and the next-gen players.
But first, it was an incredible night session as Stefanos Tsitsipas defeated defending champion Roger Federer in 3 hours and 45 minutes. Let's hear what Tsitsipas had to say on court post-match.
There's nothing I can describe it to. I mean, I'm the happiest man on earth right now. I cannot describe it. I actually, from the very beginning, that's very important to keep that mindset when you're on the court, to go in and believe in yourself, believe in your capabilities, what you have, your abilities as a player. Roger is a legend of our sport, so much respect for him. He showed such a good tennis over the years. I've been idolizing him since the age of 6. It was a dream come true for me just being on Rod Laver, facing him. And winning at the end, I cannot describe it, you know?
An incredible result, and Tsitsipas couldn't quite believe it himself. Both of last year's men's finalists have now been eliminated. Roger Federer, of course, and Marin Cilic also, who went down to Roberto Bautista Agut today. All right, in the women's singles draw, Angelique Kerber was defeated 6-love, 6-2 today by Danielle Collins. I caught up with Jill Krabus for her reactions. Jill, big day for the women here at the Australian Open. First up, Kerber being knocked out. Thoughts on that match?
I think everyone agrees that it was a little bit of a surprise because Kerber was the one that was playing extremely well from the beginning of the tournament. She was really consistent and I felt like her energy and she had really good positive energy the whole time and really looked like it might have been her year. I know a lot of people picked her, but I mean, that is a really impressive win. So a big disappointment for Kerber. I mean, I'm sure she's feeling pretty upset about that.
Not a great day for Kerber, but elsewhere for Ash Barty, it was a different story.
And Ash Barty, of course, defeating Maria Sharapova. Massive win. First time she's gotten to the quarters. It was the first time she was in the fourth round, but she's gone, you know, one better here. And it's been a long time since an Australian woman has made the quarterfinals at the AO. So the journey continues for Barty.
Yeah, and I think it's great. I mean, I think I was on court 3 or something like that, and I heard that she had match point, and I knew right away she won. I mean, the thunderous crowd, you could just hear from miles away. It was just awesome. And I think that atmosphere for her is just amazing. I mean, I can't imagine how she must feel playing in front of her home crowd and first time in a quarterfinals, like you said. I mean, we all knew as players that she had the ability to do it. And she has such a great game. She's capable of anything, good all-around game, not afraid to come in, good variety. So I think it's no surprise that she's gotten that deep. And I just hope for her sake that she is able to go a little bit deeper. I mean, I think a lot of players would love to see her win one because she's such a nice girl and she's got the game to do it.
Guys, reactions to Ash Barty through to quarterfinals?
Oh, what a win. You can't falter.
Proud Aussie right now?
Of course, always.
So excited! Amazing!
Is Andy Murray still in?
Buzzing, mate, buzzing. Really good, really good.
Oh, elated, excited, amazing!
Oh, excited.
Fantastic. Well done, Ash.
It's awesome, yay!
She played pretty well. Got a bit nervous near the end, but managed to make it happen.
Awesome. Go Ash. Well done.
Oh, elated. Excited. Amazing!
Oh, excited.
All the way! Party, party!
All the way! All the way, party!
Yes, the Aussie fans treated to a great performance today by Barty. Tim Solly spoke with her coach, Craig Tizer, for more.
Craig Tizer, Ashley Barty's coach.
What's your general reactions after Ash's win there? She's just taken on a past champion. What's the initial thoughts and feelings?
Look, for me, no surprises. I mean, Ash has played her before and, you know, came pretty close, and I thought she actually should have won that last time. So, yeah, I felt actually pretty confident going into this match with Ash, the way she's been playing, and it was just up to her whether she executed the plan properly, and in the end she did, and it worked out her way.
Obviously, you know, she's been building beautifully, had a great build-up to this tournament. Is she in career best form, and what do you think in her game at the moment that has really improved?
Oh, look, I think just her general ability to believe in herself and stay out there and against the better girls, and the fact that she thinks she can beat these girls now, where before she probably had that doubt and hadn't played a lot of them. So I think the fact that she's played more of these girls, been on these situations more often, that she's capable of handling it better now.
I'm intrigued on your side of things. How do you approach the match, and what kind of messages are you delivering to Ash at the moment?
Just to, you know, for her to be really positive, to stay calm, enjoy the experience. I mean, she hasn't been this deep in a Grand Slam before, so for her just to enjoy that experience and stay out there, back herself with her game and trust what the work she's done.
And what are the feelings about going forward? Is there a genuine feeling in the camp that she's going to go all the way this year?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, she's got Petra Kvitova next, so she lost to her in Sydney in a tight one, so, you know, there's no easy ones in these rounds. So, yeah, Ash will have to come out and play well and put her game together, but, you know, she believes she can do it, so we'll have to wait and see on Tuesday.
Have a great rest of the tournament.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Also today, Petra Kvitova defeated Amanda Anisimova. Once again, Jill Krabus.
She was my pick from the start. So for me, just for selfish reasons, I'm glad she went through. But I heard she was playing before the tournament. I heard she was playing extremely well in Sydney. I saw a little bit of the final against Barty there. I didn't see a lot of it. But the fact that she came through in that match with Barty playing so well, I thought that was a really good competitive fire that she had at the end. So to be able to carry this over into the Australian Open is pretty impressive. But she has the game and the style to beat anyone. And when she's on, she is so hard to beat. Just I've played her a couple times, and just the depth and the power that she hits from the ground, if she's on, you just feel like you're on your back foot the whole time. So I think the only concern for me, I know sometimes she struggles, especially at the US Open when it's really hot and humid. Sometimes she can struggle in the heat, and I know it's supposed to get pretty hot, so that would be something I would pay attention to. But overall, I mean, I think she looks like she's playing just really solid and really clean.
How do you see the quarterfinals shaping up on the women's side? Do you think that we're going to see a couple more surprises in there?
I think Kvitova and Barty, that's going to be a tough one to call. But I do feel like that section is the one that probably may go through into the semis, in my opinion. It's total guess. As you know, it's always up in the air with the women.
Totally. Jill, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Pleasure.
On AO Radio today, the big talking point was toilet breaks for players, given Sharapova left the court during a match against Ash Barty. Here's Bridget Duclos, Richard Evans and Sam Duncan.
Maria Sharapova did something today that earned her a very big boo from the very Australian crowd. And that is after the second set, when Ash Barty came back, took the second set, she went off for a toilet break. But that toilet break was quite extended, went for 7 minutes. She didn't go to the toilet nearby. She went right through to the dressing room toilet, and she got a massive boo when she came back. What are the rules? Did she break a rule?
No, because there's no rule.
So
you can't be breaking a rule if there's no rule. You can build in all those factors, but you need a rule, because if there's no rule, you can't break it.
But I think the litigation would be a factor, wouldn't it? Because say somebody's got a personal issue, obviously, when they take their bathroom break, they could argue once someone comes down on them, if there is a rule, well, hang on. So it's tricky, isn't it?
Well, if you make the rule long enough, I mean, if you say 5 minutes or 10 minutes, make any rule you want. But at the moment, as I was laughingly saying before, you could go off and go to the movies and come back 2 hours later.
3 hours.
Say, fine, you know, sorry to keep you waiting, but it's a really good movie on.
Well, I mean, and that's the point. At the end of the day, Maria Sharapova or anybody else that takes a toilet break, you're allowed a toilet break throughout a game, is not breaking a rule, no matter how long they take. Ash Barty was asked about it in her post-match press conference. She said exactly that. Not a problem for
but
her.
But she did point out that she had gone to the toilet nearby rather... that she'd gone to the dressing room toilet.
She said that she thinks that she didn't go to the one nearby, that she went to the dressing room, which took her a long time. But as the rule or lack of rule stands, she did nothing wrong. Now, when she came back on, she was booed by
sections of the
Rod Laver Arena crowd, who I suspect believed that she was using this long toilet break
as a tactic
to halt Barty's momentum. Barty had won the second set 6-1, and they thought perhaps that it wasn't in the spirit of the game to take a 7-minute break. Now, the problem with that is once you start talking about what's right and wrong from a spirit of the game or, you know, moral perspective, then you are walking into a minefield because everybody's got a different answer and perspective and view of that. So unless there's a hard and fast rule, then this sort of stuff will go on.
Well, it's been a big week one at the Oz Open. Tim Solly spoke to Brett Phillips to reflect on the tournament so far.
Brett, just some highlights from the last week, mate.
I reckon that match between Nishikori and Karlovic, that was something else earlier in the week. You know, Kay had won Brisbane. He's worked his way back to the top 10 in the last 8 or 9 months. And then you've got Big Evo, who's just looks like he's never going to stop playing, to be totally honest. And he's just serving bombs. Nishikori's trying to return. And that was one of the matches, certainly of the tournament for me. And, yeah, I think generally all the way through, I enjoy these sort of battles between the established players and the next-gen players. I love seeing these young guys take on the established players. We'll see it with, you know, Tsitsipas and also Federer. We're going to see it with Medvedev now taking on, you know, Djokovic. So Osaka getting out of trouble was a big highlight. She was down and out in her match. I loved the way she came back and held her nerve and won that in three. I thought that was absolutely fantastic. Sloane Stephens been really, really solid right throughout the tournament. It's been good quality tennis. And Sharapova and Barty, the freshest one in my mind, gee, the rallies and the angles and the variance between the two players was just great to watch.
Brett, a fascinating and insightful chat as always.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Tim Solly down here, Garden Square, day 7. Guys, the first week's almost over. Any highlights?
Well, we haven't watched a lot of games yet, so...
We haven't watched anything yet.
Well, there's been a number of highlights, haven't there? Like, just look at the performance of Popperin. He was terrific.
I reckon watching Ryanic serve yesterday, it was pretty big, so...
You like big Milos?
Very impressive, very imposing man, wasn't he?
Oh, I reckon seeing Bolt give his all last night was pretty awesome.
Dim and all was pretty good, I reckon, the 5-setter that he won.
The roller coaster.
Oh, you want to go to the kids zone, do you?
Yeah, kids zone.
What's the best bit about the kids zone?
Water slide.
Pat Cash being on today.
Oh, yeah.
Pat Cash being on is the big highlight.
Like posters all over my wall when I was a child.
Oh, I think definitely the top three making their move into the third and fourth rounds.
Probably just watching the top players play. Like, they're playing really good tennis this year.
Actually getting here in the first place. we've had a big weekend in Melbourne.
Where have we come from?
Adelaide.
Adelaideans, oh, look out.
And I'm from Melbourne, so...
Showing them what a real city looks
telling
like.
Telling them how to do it, yeah.
And that's it for day 7 and week 1 of the Australian Open. Thanks to you for listening. See you tomorrow for day 8.
Guys, a little quiz before you go. How many rackets were restrung here at the Australian Open last year?
3,500.
I'll say 30,000.
3,421.
10,072.
5,000.
10.
5,200. That's a lot of rackets, isn't it? How many metres of string do you reckon the Yonex stringing team used to string those rackets?
4,000.
4,000 metres or 4,000 kilometres?
4,000 metres.
20 kilometres.
I'd say at least 3 kilometres.
10,000 kilometres.
10,000 kilometres. Wow.
500 kilometres.
5 kilometres.
60 kilometres of string.
That's amazing.
And how many drivers have we got here at the Open, driving around all the players and the officials?
429.
150?
200.
25.
Oh, I reckon there's like 200.
Yeah, there'd be a couple of hundred because of all the managers, etc. Yeah.
150?
270 drivers and there's 120 Kia cars. Very good guesses.
I'm not very good at guessing.
Have a great day at the tennis.
Thank you.